or whatever. Rose Smith is there on the line, spiritual leader. How are you, Rose Smith?
I'm very well, thanks, Jono. And how are you this evening?
I'm fighting fit. I'm perky. I'm young. I'm regressing to 18 or 19 or 20 years.
Always like to see that.
I'm sitting here wearing shorts and a Frank Zappa t-shirt. So I look like I've just come out of the entertainment center from seeing some gig and smelling a patchouli oil. But apart from that, I'm fine. We have people who have been calling in on 13 12 83 to ask you questions. And, of course, Rose Smith is a psychic and spiritual advisor. It's the year of the dog. So have you got any advice for dogs?
Well, it's the kind of year where it would behoove everyone to take a leaf out of the dog's book with regard to being honest and faithful and kind and true, those
loyal
sorts of things.
Yep. But don't go crazy following those dogs, and don't go sniffing other people's bottoms.
Yeah, well, that's always a benefit if you don't do that, I think. So the year of the dog, the people born in the year of the dog are those born in 1922, 34, 46, 58, 1970, 82, 94, 2006, and 2018 this year.
Wow.
So every 12 years, the cycle comes around again.
I think I'm year of the monkey from memory.
Ah, okay. The monkey.
1956.
Now, you know, monkeys are quite funny, you know, and get restless and impatient, but highly intelligent, Jono. Oh,
that'll be me. That'll be me, of course. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, let's take some calls. It's not just about me. It's about you, the listeners. 13, 12, 83. Where would you like to go first, Ryan? Gina Lola Brigida.
Oh, I wish I was.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. So you are in Lewisham in Sydney.
Yes.
And you are a G-I-N-A?
That's correct.
Okay, I've got Rose Smith for you. Hi, Rose. Hi, Gina. Meet up.
Good evening,
hi, Rose.
Gina.
How are you?
Now, Gina, new opportunities around you right in front of you in the next couple of weeks. You might even know about it. I get you looking at a situation wondering, and there's going to be an opening up for you very soon, like two weeks. There's an uncertainty about what direction you should go in. I would say don't hesitate. I'd say go for it, whatever this opportunity is. And when you actually take it up, then you'll find out more about it as you go along, step by step, if you get my meaning.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Because things have been in a bit of a rut at the moment.
Oh, right. No, well, a change of direction for you coming. And it's almost like an uncertainty. You know, you're not sure when it comes up whether you should grab it or not. But, I would just go slowly and get yourself out of the rut that you just mentioned and, move on with something else. It feels like it's quite social with other people involved.
Okay.
So are you a good do you like mixing with other people, Gina, or is it...
That's the thing. I'm not really one. I just don't tend to be alone. I don't like to mix with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, there's other people around, and that might explain your
maybe the little kick that I need, just to get myself out, to be pushed out a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Out of the comfort zone, exactly.
Yeah. I think you're going to be going out. It seems like a group type thing.
Okay.
So I think you're going to be going out and joining a group or there's other people there. I think it's a good thing for you.
Is it the traveling or just a group of people that I'll be...
It could lead to, like, travelling later, but initially it's here.
Okay. That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I need a change.
Absolutely.
Change is as good as a holiday. Change is as good for you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Otherwise, it's like you said, you know, Jeannie, you get in that comfort zone. You go,
I am at the moment, and the more I don't go out, the more I don't want to.
No, that's right. I used to be like that. It's usually after.
I think by tomorrow. Tomorrow.
I remember when I was younger, I used to, if I broke up with a girlfriend or if I think, oh, no, I'm not ready to go out and meet people. Or you think to yourself, I really need to go out and meet people. And then you go, I'll just stay at home, watch the movie.
Yeah, I'm a widow, so you know, I've been a widow for a little while now.
Yeah.
So the more I stay in, the more I don't want to go out.
No, that's right.
So I need somebody to give me a little bit of a push.
You've got to shake your hair around a bit and get out there, and like that's what your former partner would want anyway. They'd say, don't sit around at home. Get out there and
maybe he needs to push me a bit more. I think.
Yeah. Bit of circulate. You got to circulate to accumulate.
That's true. This sounds good.
All right.
Sounds really good. Thank you, Rose.
There's lots of things to do in Lewisham, and get out there to Stanmore and get down to the...
There's a lot. I mean, close to the city. I'm not very far from the city, so there's a lot of stuff I could do.
Exactly.
Get
on to the girlfriends and say, why don't we go and have a dinner, or let's go and do this and have a lunch or something, you know?
Yeah, I think it'll be really good for you, Gina.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Gina.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See, that's good. That's what happens with people sometimes, Rose. You know, you get into a little rut or a little kind of comfort zone, and you think, especially if you're suddenly single or you're suddenly, you know, a widow or a widower, I think you just have to kind of, you know, get out there and meet some people to put the wind back in your sails.
Yes, I know. It is very easy. I fall into that habit sometimes because I work a lot, and then it's just easier just to stay home. And, you know, not make the effort. But I've got two puppies now, and I take them out every second day.
Yeah.
And they go to the beach, and so that gets me out and about.
No, that's good.
You know, so dogs are great for that.
Yeah, and also they draw people to you as well. If you've got some sort of animal or a dog, people go, oh, what a beautiful dog. What kind of dog is it? And then suddenly you're having a conversation with someone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got great Danoodles, which are pretty rare.
Ooh.
So that's a Great Dane cross poodle.
It sounds like a rude man would say that to you in a club. You go, I've just got to say, you've got great Danoodles.
Then, oh, thanks, Jono.
And then you slap him and go, how dare you? So it's a cross. Is it a
Great Dane cross poodle?
Wow.
So they're like big, furry, rascally-looking dogs, but they don't act like Great Danes. They act like poodles, so they'll stand on their back legs and dance about, and they're super, super friendly.
Fantastic. I was going to say, when you said Great Dane and a poodle, it's like it doesn't know whether to lick you or bite you or eat you. But no, they are. I mean, I've got a spoodle, which is a cross between a poodle and a spaniel. And Banjo is like he does a lot of barking when he thinks someone's coming to the door or there's something, another dog going out past the house.
Yes.
But he's like he's just a total kind of a total fluff ball and a total kind of it's all his bark's worse than his bite.
Yes, they do bark. Mine bark too, which is the poodle. Side of the story, you know. Great Danes don't bark as much as poodles.
No.
But, yeah, they're dear little things. Jupiter and Mercury, their names are. And Mercury's got one blue eye and one brown eye.
Wow, that's fantastic. A bit like David Bowie. He had one eye, one colour and another eye. One eye was blue and I think the other one was hazel, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
131283 is the number, 131283. Talk and Lifestyle, The Good Life with me, Jono Coleman, and the lovely Rose Smith. Our spiritual guru and spiritual leader, she's on the line, psychic and spiritual advisor. She can give you some advice about health, fitness, what the future holds romantically, job-wise. Just she'll get a bit of a feeling about what's going on. We've got Deborah on the line. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Very, very good indeed. Would you like to ask Rose Smith a bit of a question, Deborah?
I'd really like to know what you can see, if anything, for my health.
Okay, yes, good evening, Deborah. So are you D-E-B-R-A or are you an O-R-A-H?
O-R-A-H.
Okay, Deborah.
Deborah.
Okay. Ah, right. Okay, now, I don't know how this affects your health, but I'll tell you what I see and then we can figure it out. Okay. I'm seeing, like, metal nails. And they're being, or screws even, and they're being, like, unscrewed. Now, normally when I see these nails, it means, like, belief systems or your thoughts. And it's like we have a view. We all have a view about the world and we have an opinion about things. And you're actually changing your mind in some regard, and I will say to do with your health. So things that you thought in the past about your health, you're finding out they're probably not working for you. And so it's like a whole change of opinion that's going to be going on, because I kind of feel like stuck or not moving forward, and you need to get moving forward and do something different. If you're seeing a medical professional, it might be a good idea to get a second opinion, because it's like you need new energy to change your mind and change your views so that you can take the appropriate action to get better.
So is it something that you're trying to find out about health, or is it something that you're going through at the moment?
When you first said about metal and screws, I went straight to my right arm, which has got prosthetic in the top of it.
Right.
4.5 years ago, I broke my arm right off my body, so the top part is metal.
Yeah,
and
ever since then, I've
just had excruciating pain from it, and just it won't settle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and often the body doesn't like metal.
No, and where they put the metal prosthetic into the bone.
Yes.
I have very bad osteoporosis, and the bone was very soft, so they didn't screw it.
Yeah.
But it feels like to me, like my arm moves my bone moves opposite to what the metal does.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And it causes horrendous pain.
Is there any way that it can be replaced with something like a composite material or a ceramic or something other than metal?
Not that I'm aware of. My doctor told me that it can't be undone, but that's my GP. I actually was going to, I'm going to go back to the specialist to see what they can do.
Because there's been so many advances. There's been so many advances in the technology of bones and joints, and less metal and more other materials are being used these days. So it seems to me that's what the kind of feeling that Rose is getting, part of your pain and part of your worrying about things like that plays on people's minds, plays on your mind. So maybe it would be definitely worthwhile getting an opinion from a specialist.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's just there 24/7. It never goes away.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's just horrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the body doesn't like metal. No. I know that for a fact.
Well, Deborah, I think what you should do is, I mean, Rose is on every Wednesday night. Maybe try and get a catch up with a specialist or your specialist and find out about that and let Rose and I know, because to me it sounds like if someone like yourself is going through that much pain daily, then it's got to have an effect on the way you feel about yourself and the way your body feels and reacts as well.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
It's like a change of direction is needed.
Yeah.
Because, the path you're going down at the moment, I just don't think it's going to be helpful for you. You need to get a second opinion and get more information from somebody else so that you can, have a new health plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Get into the 2018 plan is find out what can alleviate that pain and give you a life back. So, Deborah, let us know how you go, okay?
It's my dominant arm too. So
exactly. Even more important. Well, Deborah, you call us again, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much, both of you.
No worries.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Now we've got... Okay, we've got to see if we got four calls set up here. We'll see if we can squeeze them all in. Otherwise, we'll have to get back to you next week. But we've got Rose Smith on the line. Hello, Robert and Kenthurst. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now we've got Rose Smith, and you'd like to know what's in store for your future. Robert, meet Rose.
good
evening, Robert.
G'day, Rose.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, I've got a beautiful window in front of me while you're talking, and I heard your voice, and I can't think of the name. I think it's like a French window, but basically that's a window of opportunity. So it's not a huge thing. It could be to do with a career or financial matter, but it's like opening up this opportunity. And a breeze comes in with the sunlight, so it's going to go well for you.
Okay.
I still feel it's not immediate. It could be in around 1 to 3 months.
Okay.
Have you any idea what that could be?
It could be advancing from assistant manager to manager.
Mm.
Right, yeah, because there seems money around it. So while it's, a, you know, some money, it's not a huge amount. You know, it's not sort of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars type of gain on what you're already doing. But, yeah, it's enough to make you happy.
And good prestige as well if it's going from assistant manager to manager. It looks good on the business card.
Thank you, Jollo.
Yeah, I've got a couple of business cards, that's why. all right, Robert, give our love to everyone in Kenthurst and let us know how you go if you, if you open that window and you don't forget to close it behind you.
I shall.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Robert.
Okie dokie. Now we've got Janelle on the line in Earlwood. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Very good. You're Janelle.
That's it.
And wow. Okay.
Yep. I'm doing a bit of spelling here for you, Rose.
Yeah. Thank you, Jono. Good evening, Janelle.
Hello, Rose.
Now, this is a funny one because it's like listening to you. I'm out in space, and that always means like spirit. And so the first thing I think of, oh, you're a spiritual person. But then it's almost like you're a very practical, down-to-earth person too. So it's like if I said to you you're a spiritual person, you'd probably say, oh, I don't know, you know. So
I think, yes, I am.
Okay, good, because I'm straight out in space as soon as I hear your voice. And meditation is something you should be doing quite often and really going within. And I feel this year that it's going to become more important to you than what it has in the past. So there's a lot of time, you're going to put some effort into really developing, you know, personal development and spiritual development and that sort of thing this year.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Good. Did you have a question at all, Janelle?
No, not really. I've just found lately that instead of just accepting things, I'm kind of talking back at people.
Oh, good.
And there's been a little bit of kind of conflict, but I think I just have to get used to that.
Bit of argy-bargy. That's not bad. It's good to listen to other people's opinions, but it's also good to speak up for yourself and you know, cover yourself, but also be, you know, don't let people just say, that's no good, this is the way we're doing it. I think that's fine as long as you, you know, take it's push and shove, but less of the shove.
Yeah, I think that's the message I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, and Janelle, I'm feeling a newfound sense of strength around you, a little bit more confidence than what you might have had in the past. So strength coming through, spiritual strength, and like that, you know, strength of your convictions when you know that you're right about something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good on you.
All right. Good on you,
Thank
Janelle.
Thank you very much.
Let us know how you go and keep up those convictions. Very good.
Yeah, yes, thank
meditation
you.
And convictions. All right, now, Janelle, we go from Janelle to Maria in East Ryde in Sydney. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
That's good. Now, you are M-A-R-I-A.
Correct.
Maria.
Like, the first thing I've got off you is the sun right in my face. Ooh. You shine like the sun this year. And a lot of happiness coming to you. And it's kind of like wisdom too, wisdom of experience and the wisdom that comes from that. I think people will be coming to you to talk to you with problems and you'll be actually able to help them and set them straight.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes. So I don't know how to describe this. It's kind of it's knowledge, wisdom and experience of life. You know, so you'll do a great job with your friends and family, helping them because all sorts of things happen in life, as you know.
Yes.
But it's like you're getting a bit of a reputation, you know, so people finding out about, you know, your good sage advice.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Yes, yeah, so I just I had my dad pass away last year.
Oh,
and,
right. I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, thank you. Yeah, so I've been through a lot. So,
yes.
And that probably kind of explains a bit too, because it's like a real depth of character that you have, which then puts you in the position to be able to help other people as well.
Yes.
You know, so I feel like you'll be sitting down with cups of tea and, you know, friends and family and different people coming in, and you'll be able to help them. So it could be, you know, you could think of it as it's not really a career, but I wouldn't call it a hobby either. You know, you could develop this into something if you wanted a career in this later down the track.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
All right, no worries, Maria. Good luck with it and keep in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, we got time for another quick call? Yeah, okay, one more call we have. Is it Marcia?
Marcia.
M-A-R-C-I-A, like Marcia Hines?
No. It's M-A-S-H-A, Marcia.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right. M-A-S-H-A.
Marcia, like Marcia, yeah. Marcia, Marcia.
Good evening, Marcia.
Good evening.
Now, you're in Brisbane. Just be careful what you say about, because it's to do with a court case, so don't mention any names or what it's to do with too much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Over to you.
Okay. So do you have a question about it, Marcia?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your question? What would you like to know?
Question is, how would you feel it will go? Will it go?
How will the court case turn out, do you think?
Okay. Turn out. That's right.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing. I've got kind of a darkness. Darkness just means unaware. So there's some twists and turns in this that you don't know about at the moment. Almost like the other side's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat, or something that you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I would be trying to negotiate rather than actually get right to the court door, if that makes sense. I'd be trying to negotiate rather than go through the whole entire process.
Is it not possible? Is it a court case that you have to give evidence in, or you're a witness in something?
It's not a criminal matter; it's a family matter.
Right.
Yep.
Which is always very hard.
Yeah, it is very hard. It seems to be delayed and going over a long period. And what I'm concerned about is the amount of stress, because it's not done in just like 5 minutes. It's a very long period. So, and I feel like it's already been going for some considerable time already. So
yeah.
It's still got a fair way to go before the outcome.
Oh, really?
Having said that, I don't think you're going to lose. Or, you know, I don't think it's going to be a really negative outcome, but I don't think it's going to be a positive outcome either. It's kind of like 6 to 1, half dozen of the other.
Especially if it's a family thing, it's very hard to you know, whatever happens, it's going to be, and it sounds like it's already been a bit of an ongoing thing. So, Marcia, we wish you every success, and let us know how it goes. And you just got to stay positive, basically. Yeah.
Try and negotiate if you can, Marcia, to try and finish it so it doesn't go for years and years and years more.
Yeah, or settle out of court in some way, if there's any way of doing that, if it's a family thing.
Oh,
but
okay.
Best of luck with it, Marcia.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. That's it for phone calls. We got news coming up shortly. And Rose, thank you very much for chatting to us.
My pleasure, Jono.
And you'll be back next Wednesday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes, I'll get my tail in tip-top order.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rose.
Thanks a lot, Jono.
All right, see you later. That's Rose Smith. And I think we've got time for a little bit of music. This is Cat Stevens, and it's like me when I've got a surprise or something exciting. I can't keep it in. I got to let it out. And here it comes now.
Oh, I can't keep it in. I can't keep it in. I've got to let it out. I've got to show the world. The world's got to see all the love. Love that's in me. I said, why walk alone? Why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say.
Introducing Optus Loop, a business phone system like no other. Using cloud-based technology, we've enhanced the features of a traditional desk phone to allow you to access them from anywhere at any time, including on your smartphone.
With call handling, call queuing, and automated caller self-direction, Optus Loop is the phone system that's built to scale as your business grows. Callers get a better experience, and you can seize more opportunities. Search Optus Loop for more info today.